In Mexico, new evidence implicates the government in a massacre of dozens, perhaps hundreds of students during a democracy protest 35 years ago today. A special prosecutor's office set up 2 years ago by President Vicente Fox has found documents showing that snipers under government control opened fire on the students. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
According to the special prosecutor's office, a search of recently declassified files show that snipers opened fire on thousands of government protesters on October 2, 1968, as they marched in a downtown plaza demanding democratic reforms. The documents suggest as many as 360 paramilitary troops were involved, says Maria de Los Angeles Magdaleno, the lead researcher for Mexico's special prosecutor. She says the documents strongly indicate that top officials knew more than they have claimed about the events of that day. We have found the transcripts of Interior Ministry phone calls to the Secretary of Defense, she says, which indicate that the snipers fired shots from some apartments above the plaza. One of those apartments, she says, belonged to the sister-in-law of then-Interior Minister Luis Echeverria, implicating him in the case. Echeverria went on to become Mexico's president. Months ago, he appeared before the special prosecutor investigating his role in the 68 massacre, but he opted to remain silent. The documents are a major find for an office which has produced little in its investigations of killings and disappearances of hundreds of activists and communist insurgents during the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. In 2 years, the prosecutor has brought cases against just two former officials, Luis de la Barreda and Miguel Nazar Haro, both former directors of Mexican security forces. But researcher Magdaleno says that while the number of cases is low, the accused are big fish. It's as if they were to bring before a judge the director of the FBI or the CIA, she says. Both men are accused in the 1975 kidnapping of Jesus Piedra Ibarra, a young medical student and government opponent from Monterrey. His gray-haired 76-year-old mother, Rosario, sits in her tiny, crowded apartment in Mexico City, surrounded by his photographs. She recalls the day her son was picked up by state police. He was kidnapped in Monterrey while walking down the street, she says. They used an excess of force and violence. He was taken to the military camp there. I took every legal measure possible so that he would be presented to me, which never happened. That's the last I knew of him. For 3 decades, Ibarra and other relatives have pressured Mexican governments to reveal the fates of their missing children. Officials have brushed aside their pleas. The new special prosecutor is bumping up against similar obstacles from an old guard reluctant to speak of the past. When President Fox took office in 2000, ending 71 years of rule by the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, he promised a full-blown truth commission to investigate atrocities committed by the state. But he quickly backed off, instead creating the small, underfunded Special Prosecutor's Office. Denise Dresser is a political science professor at Mexico's Autonomous Technical Institute and part of a citizens' advisory board to the special prosecutor. She says Fox bowed to political pressure from the PRI, which controls the largest bloc in Mexico's divided Congress.
Vicente Fox has staked the future of his administration on the approval of pending structural reforms, fiscal reform, labor reform, electricity reform in the Mexican Congress. And now he seems to need the PRI more than ever. Perhaps Vicente Fox sent down a message that there was going to be a trade, that he would let impunity slide by in order to get structural reforms that he needed.
The two cases brought by Mexico's special prosecutor for the 1975 kidnapping of the young student protester are now before Mexico's Supreme Court, which is expected to rule any day on whether the statute of limitations has expired. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.